Thank you so much for joining me, Roger.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Okay, so Roger, we are talking about RF SoC technology today, but first off, give my audience an overview about what exactly is an RF SoC chip. Now, this is quite a disruptive technology, yeah?
It is. For the first time, what Xilinx has done is combined a multiprocessor system on chip, which is a technology that's been around, and that includes then a multiple ARM core processor and FPGA fabric, all on a single chip. What Xilinx did was brought that one point further, and by adding A to D converters and D to A converters, high frequency digitizers and generators that are sampling at rates of 4 and 6.4 giga samples per second. So you've got those three major resources all on a single monolithic device: the data converters, the FPGA fabric in the UltraScale Plus family, and the advanced ARM core processors on the multiple processors on the same silicon.
So let's talk more about that built-in ARM processor system. What does that bring to the party?
Well, every system, every embedded system, requires a system controller to tell the system what it's doing and to monitor the flow. It doesn't necessarily have to work in real time, because that's what typically the FPGA resources do. But it has to organize and administer and supervise the functions that are going on in real time. So that's why virtually all embedded systems have what's called a system controller, which is often done with a single board computer. And that's the place, the role that the ARM processors take in this case.
Okay, so Roger, what kind of applications would this kind of system on chip be good for? I'm guessing that communications would be high on that list.
Yeah, it sure is. Because you've got A to D converters and D to A converters, you have both parts, both halves of a communication channel, receive and transmit. However, there are also a lot of other applications like radar, for example, which again requires a outgoing transmit pulse to illuminate the target, and then a receiver side that receives the returned reflected pulses from the target so that the radar operation is achieved. And of course, there's extremely tight timing requirements that have to be maintained between the outgoing pulse and the return pulse to do the accurate job of detecting how far away and where the target is.
Okay, so Roger, what kind of design challenges or design requests have you seen in particular with this new RF SoC?
Well, one of the challenges is that because this chip, this single chip, has so many different disparate parts of technology, you know, processors and FPGA fabric and these A to D converters, the layout and the packaging of those pins and signals that go in and out of that chip has to be done extremely carefully to maintain the high dynamic range for the analog A to D and D to A signals that are connecting, also to maintain accurate control of clocks. And then it has 200 gigabit Ethernet ports that are each running at 428 gigabaud lanes. Again, very high speed signaling. It's got a PCI Express Gen 3 interface. Again, running at 8 gigahertz per lane. And then it's got two banks of 2400 mega transfer DDR4 memories. All of these things are going simultaneously, and any of them can interfere with the others if the board layout is not done correctly.
Okay, so what exactly is Pentek doing with this new RF SoC? And do you have any examples of it in the field you can share?
Well, what we're doing is we're taking the chip itself from Xilinx, which is a 40 millimeter square ball grid array package, and we're putting it on a small printed circuit board module. And this module then takes care of a lot of the infrastructure, care and feeding of the chip itself, like maintaining isolation for all of the analog RF signals in and out, careful control of the signal paths for the high-speed digital signals, and it also provides 13 different power supplies, which are required to feed the chip, some of them very carefully filtered, sure, and some of them regulated very tight tolerance, all running from a single 12-volt supply. So it makes it a lot easier for the customer to supply just a single 12-volt supply to the chip instead of having to develop all these 13 different power supplies.
Right. Okay, Roger. Now it's time for your off-the-cuff question. I know you like to go to Canada and do some fishing. So tell me about what you like to fish and what do you love about being outdoors and doing that?
Well, my grandfather in 1950 bought an island on a lake up in Ontario, Canada. So I've been going up there every year since I was born, practically. Yeah. So it's part of my culture, if you want, to do that. So we've kept the island in the family, and we have a reunion up there every summer. Oh. So we all go up and get together, and it's a good, happy time to be together and relive memories. And fishing is a part of that, of course. What we do is we hire a guide. He takes us out on the boat for usually a half a day, and we throw back a lot of the fish, but we keep some and then have a shore dinner.
Nice.
And so he builds a campfire and a big iron skillet, fills it full of lard and bacon, and puts in potato chips and onions and breaded fish fillets, and it is just to die for. And if I did it every day, I probably would be dead by now. But if you do it once a year, it doesn't matter, because you can do anything once a year, kind of with impunity. So anyway, that's just one special part of going up to the island every summer.
That sounds fantastic. Well, Roger, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me yet again.
Amelia, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.